in the state of Georgia some years ago, beneath a big, tall pine tree, a baby boy was born. The mother never awakened. Her spirit moved on. And that morning, and just after dawn, some neighbors came along. And just like I was their own, they took me in and raised me. And it became a legend about me and the old pine tree. The old tree was my refuge when I needed a place to cry. And listening to the wind toss her limbs about, why, sometimes it would make a sound that would almost make me freeze. In a low whisper, the old tree would say, "You belong to me." Oh, there were days I used to run and play and climb the old tree almost to the very top. Because, you see, I felt safe playing there. The old tree and I talked a lot. Why, I can still remember my first date and how we ended up at the old pine tree. We held hands, made plans for future things to be. But suddenly, the old tree was restless. And again, I heard the whispers, "You belong to me." Well, the years went by, and I was grown. And I wanted to see the world, seeking fortune and fame. Oh, it was a long, hard road, but soon it came. And riches, it just seemed to fall my way. And I'd always say, "It's just so lucky me." And yet, I recall in my lonely moments, the whispers of the old pine tree. But, you know, life is not always full of roses. So, sometimes we'll get some thorns. And I had this pain building up in my chest that just kept lingering on and on. So, I finally went to see a doctor. And with a grim face, he broke the news. "You've got about 90 days to live, son. Give or take a few." Oh, this can't be me. Why, I'm too full of life and fun. But suddenly, I heard the whispers of the old pine tree. Well, right then, I headed back to where I was born. Because, you know, it just seemed that with all the wealth that I had gained, the old tree meant the most to me. And as I drove to the spot where my life began, oh, I could hardly believe my eyes. The old tree was gone, and the ground was bare. And at that moment, I lost all hope, with the old tree not being there. So, I faced the market, and then went back to town to buy that little piece of ground. And as I walked into that cold, old building to make my final plan, there was something over in the corner that caught my eye. And for just a moment, I didn't understand. So I walked a little closer. Oh, my soul became at ease. Because from a big pine box came the whispers of the old pine tree, saying, "Son, you belong to me."